Hey everybody, welcome to Talk is BDC Wrestling. I am your host, BDC, and yes, we got some news for y'all today. We got some AEW Fight Forever news, we got some leaks, we got season 2 is in the works, or they're going to be showing it soon, you know, and that's part of the leaks as well. But yeah, it's been a lot of news for AEW games today. You know, big update came out today, you know, and is this a good time to have AEW Fight Forever, you know? So we're going to get into that. And I'd like to welcome y'all to the podcast. You know, before we get into this episode, don't forget to like, you know, share and review it. You know, give me that 5 stars on Spotify and Apple Music. Much appreciated. But we're going to get into this episode of Talk This BDC Wrestling. Hey everybody, yep, we back. Talk is BDC, wrestling is back. I've been gone for a couple of weeks. I want to take a break a little bit, just get back my health and stuff like that. And been going through a couple of things. So, you know, for those who know me, know what I've been going through. But I always been keeping up with the wrestling. I've been playing the games and you know, I've been keeping up with the AEW Fight Forever game, you know, particularly, you know, because I'm a wrestling fan. And, you know, I got a lot of stuff planned for this podcast as well. You know, and today's news, you know, got me back excited for AEW Fight Forever. You know, I'm not going to get into, like, the rumors as much. Just the stuff that we see. And, you know, and, you know, this update. I'm going to post in the link, you know, on the podcast. I'm going to post the link of all the patch notes. We'll be all day if I named everything in that update. This is a whole lot, you know, a lot of good stuff in there. A lot of stuff they nerfed, you know, what else they did? You know, they teased season 2, you know, they teased it with the new Dynamite Arena, which I'm happy, you know, happy about. Hopefully we get Collision as well, but I'm not going to be asking for too much. You know, what we get is what we get. You know, Dynamite is it. You know, I'd be cool with that. But, you know, I wouldn't mind getting some more arenas, though. You know, it don't hurt to get some more arenas. I think we got like 7 arenas now in the default game, which, you know, I'm mad that they didn't put Daly's Place in there. That was like, you know, a staple of AEW during the pandemic. And that arena would look cool, too. It got a different look to it. You know, it'll always be one of my favorite AEW arenas and just arenas, period, and wrestling. You know, it looked pretty cool. But yeah, we got that. You know, they nerfed a lot of abilities. You know, you can't roll out the ring unlimited. A lot of this stuff they nerfed, it only be used, I think, once per match. You can't roll out the ring unlimited now. You know, every time you put a move on somebody, finish a move and about to pin them, they always roll out the ring. And, you know, for those who play online, know that's what people do, and they love to do it. They love using that power punch where, you know, you guard break. You can only use that, I think, once per match, I believe. You know, you can't just spam it, you know. So a lot of creative wrestlers are going to be, you know, they're going to have to step up their game a little bit because a lot of that stuff got nerfed. So I'm a big, big fan of that. You know, I was super glad. At work, you know, I was working when I was reading these notes and like thinking like to myself, dang, I cannot wait till I get home, you know, and play. You know, they fix a lot of stuff in Stadium Stampede, you know, and, you know, I'm glad the game is just not dead, you know, that they're not giving up, you know, because, you know, myself, I spent $80 on this game. So, you know, I spent some money on this game, you know, so I want my money's worth, you know, and I got, you know, the $80 one came with season 1, which was, you know, the claim, or it was FTR, Hook, Danhausen. Who else was it? The Bunny and Keith Lee. I think those is all the DLC. And then they had a couple of mini games, which the mini games are cool. You know, I know a lot of people don't like the mini games and stuff like that. I got no problem with the mini games. They're fun when you got a lot of friends. Get together, you know, and party chat and just, you know, Mario Party it up, you know, that's what it reminds me of is Mario Party. And one of the big things about this update, I'm not going to say biggest things. I know everybody is not a big fan of the party games, you know, the AEW games. You know, big shout out to AEW for knowing that people didn't want to go through the, you know, that story mode 20 times or whatever to unlock all these mini games. Now they're unlocked automatically, which I think they should have been unlocked like that, you know, since day one. But I'm not complaining because they're unlocked now. Not the DLC mini games though. If you didn't buy those, they're not unlocked. But if you like, you got, I got the $80 one, so I got everything, you know, all the mini games and stuff like that. So now I can play with my friends and don't have to worry about it, you know, because I wanted some of those mini games. And I'm like, man, I'm not going back to that story mode over and over and over again, 15, 20 times just to unlock it. That's just too much. You know, I mean, the game is fun and all, but I'm not going back to that story like that. It's not like a career mode. It's like they should have just called it stories. But yeah, that's part of the patch notes that they talked about, the games being unlocked. They nerfed a lot of abilities. They fixed a lot of glitches. A lot of ladder match fixes, I guess. I'm hoping that they're getting ready for modes, like to add more modes, like, you know, four-man ladder matches, triple threat ladder matches, stuff like that, you know. I think this game has a lot of potential. I've been looking at a lot of YouTubers, Kenny Bomb, you know, and a few others, you know, and they've been excited too. So they inspired me to make this podcast today, particularly about this game, you know, because that's one of the things about this podcast, you know, it's about wrestling and wrestling games. So, you know, every episode is not going to be about just strictly wrestling, you know. So, you know, this episode is mostly going to be about AEW Fight Forever. Because that's one of my favorite games. You know, I've been waiting on that game to drop some more modes or fixes and give us like some kind of like update. You know, we didn't get a roadmap today like everybody wanted, but we did get a leak. You know, I seen some leaks on YouTube, you know, that for sure Acclaim is going to be part of the season 2. I just sat back and watched some videos on YouTube from Kenny Bomb. Shout out to Kenny Bomb. You know, I will have his link to his page on this, you know, on my description or whatever. Go check Kenny Bomb out. You know, he has consistent AEW news daily. You know, I get a lot of my news from him because, you know, I just get on YouTube and bam, he's there. So, yeah, the video I watched had Acclaim and then they had Toni Storm. You know, so not timeless Toni Storm, just Toni Storm from Outkast, which I'm not too mad about. You know, I'm not going to be crying and whatever that she's not, you know, with the newest gimmick because, you know, 2K don't do it. So I'm not going to cry when AEW don't do it. You know, hopefully they add it as a costume, you know, maybe in the black and white filter, you know, and you don't need the game to do it. You know, they just add her music and let you edit the black and white with the filter, which I think they do have a black and white filter in the game. So hopefully she comes done. But if she don't, let us at least edit her to where she is today, how she looks today. But the leak I seen, you know, of Acclaim's interest videos and hers seemed pretty cool. I don't like the fact that, you know, Max Caster don't rap. He could have had like some cheesy AEW, you know, just rap. But he just says, yo, listen, yo, and that's it. You know, so I was like, okay, you know, can't complain. Maybe, you know, they did say they recorded their voices, so maybe they add some more in Road to Elite. Maybe they might have added. So, you know, we'll have to wait and see about that, you know, in Season 2, which they label Stadium Stampede Season 2, which they updated with some, you know, they updated it with, like, fixes and stuff, but there's no reason to call it Season 2 yet if you didn't add nothing. You know, at least add Tag Team or something. You know, to make it different. You know, hopefully this Season 2. It just says Season 2 because it's coming. Because if it's Season 2 and it's the same thing with just an update, that's not Season 2. You know, I did play a couple of matches and, you know, it ran a little bit better, which I didn't have any problems with it in the first place, but it ran a lot better. And the second time I played the match, I won, so still kind of easy still. You know, I haven't played in like a month, and I'm still winning like it's nothing. So, But maybe that's just me. I'm just so good, you know. BDC is always good. I'm always good. I'm always that dude, you know, in AEW Fight Forever. If you want to see me, you know, you already know the gamer tag. You know, you already know I'm on Xbox. And that's one thing I want to talk about. You know, I might have to get this game on PlayStation. A lot of the YouTubers I see are on PlayStation. And, you know, the community to that game is on PlayStation as well. You know, they confirmed, you know, today I was looking on the Discord page and they say the fan base is mostly on PlayStation. Second is Xbox. Third is Switch. And then fourth is PC. They said PC is 1% of the fan base. So if you buy an AEW Fight Forever, don't get it on PC unless you just plan for the mods. You know, and then I hear today the mods are been banned. So they stopped it. They stopped it completely. So, you know, might as well get it for Xbox or PlayStation. If you're looking to play with most of the community, people on YouTube, get it on PlayStation. Because, you know, I don't think crossplay is coming anytime soon. So, you know, I wish, you know, crossplay was coming. Or at least they confirmed it's coming. Which, you know, they haven't confirmed it yet. So, I'm not going to hold my breath and wait on it. I might just have to throw up the $40 or however much it is to buy it on PS5. Because, you know, I play a lot of PS5 anyway. Where, you know, everybody that know me know I'm on PlayStation a lot. You know, I've been playing at UFC. And I just be Spider-Man 2. And the list goes on. But, yeah, you know, I'm satisfied with this update today. I can't complain. I did test it out. And I noticed they put more Kenny Omega outfits. So, if you trying to update out for the first time, they don't really mention that. They added some Kenny Omega costumes in the game, which is weird. My friend, he had the costumes already made in the game. I had to go to the editor and put the outfits on him, you know. So go check your Kenny Omega and see if your outfits are in the game or do you have to put them on. I had to put mine on and he didn't. So that's kind of weird. But we got more Kenny Omega outfits. And it's funny because the outfit he came out today on AEW Dynamite, it's the outfit he wears in the game, you know, so that's pretty cool. But, you know, if I had to give this, you know, this patch, you know, or this update, you know, a grade, I'd definitely give it from basically playing it. I played a couple of matches. I played an online match, was no spamming and stuff like that. And I tested the offline and played it, you know, against computers and looked at the computers play. They didn't pin me repetitively, you know, over and over and over. They didn't spam a lot of stuff. You know, I have to get this update a 1 out of 10. I'm definitely giving it an 8. You know, I wish they would have added a few more things to it. Yeah, but the stuff that they did fix, and they went, you know, they went out their way to fix a lot of stuff. And they nerfed a lot of stuff that a lot of people have been complaining for and stuff like that. So I can't really complain, you know. You know, I just hope Season 2 bring it with a lot of content. But this update is really good. If you got Fight Forever and it's dusty, you know, blow off that dust and try it. Put it in, you know, your Xbox, your PlayStation, your Switch, you know, your PC. It's good. It's good. Update it and play, you know. And I'm still, like I said, I'm still debating on if I'm going to get it on PS5 because I do want to play in those tournaments with, you know, Kenny Omega. Or not Kenny Omega. Kenny Omega don't play this game. I hear, from what I hear, he plays Street Fighter a lot, but I play Street Fighter too. I'm better than you, Kenny Omega. You probably don't listen to this podcast, but I'm better than you, and I will beat your butt if I see you on Street Fighter. But yeah, you know, I want to play with some of the YouTubers like Kenny Bomb and all them, so I might get it on PlayStation. I don't know. We'll see. I might hold off to Black Friday, you know, and try to see if I can get it for, you know, on the low. I think they have it on the store for like $41 on PlayStation right now. So I might look at that and see, you know, how I feel about that. But, you know, the update is good. And, yeah, I got no complaints on it. You know, like I said, you know, I tested it out and stuff like that. And I'm going to continue testing it out after this. I'm going to play a little bit more. You know, my only complaint is, you know, complaints, I guess you could say. I hope they add more to the store. The store didn't have no update today. You know, the store can have more costumes, more, you know, creative wrestler parts. and stuff like that, because they are seem like they're putting time into the creator wrestler mode in the game, which is a good thing. You know, that's where your community is at. You know, that's where the community at is in 2K. So, you know, I'm glad to see this game ain't dying, because I was really hyped for this game for like 2 years, and it came and I loved it. And, you know, then I got bored. You know, a couple of my friends got bored because, you know, it's a lack of modes. So we definitely need more modes, like, you know, tornado matches, fatal four-way eliminations, you know, and the list goes on and on and on. So, you know, I'm not going to be mad at them and complain. Just, you know, one update at a time. And, you know, hopefully they get it and they communicate more and just don't leave the community in the dark like that. You know, that's not cool to go black for like a month, you know, with just nothing, not saying nothing. It makes you, you know, it makes your fan base think you gave up, and it makes people go on Twitter or X or whatever, Instagram, YouTube, and just talk, and makes the game look bad, because, you know, if somebody's buying it and they see all this stuff, you know, they might not buy it if they see it before they buy the game. So, you know, it's definitely, it's good to keep your community happy. And, you know, today I'm happy with the update. I got home and really played it for a little bit, and I was pretty excited for it. So, you know, I'm glad it came out, and now I'm excited for season two. You know, I'm hoping that season two come out. Maybe they announce it maybe tomorrow or something, or maybe next week. You know, don't go too long. Don't go another month or two AEW games without, you know, you came this far and some of it leaked already. That means it's in the game already. So, yeah. That's about it for this episode of Talk is BDC Gaming. I wanted to make this episode strictly about AEW games. We will have a normal episode coming up on Sunday. You know, like I said, on the 5th, I believe, Sunday. So, yeah, we will have a new episode of Talk is BDC Wrestling on the 5th. But I wanted to, you know, give y'all a bonus episode of Talk is BDC Wrestling about this AEW Fight Forever game, because, you know, this update is a big deal. And, you know, as much as we talk about this game, we got to praise it as well when they add stuff that we want, you know, and I'm going to talk good about it. You know, when they add good stuff, you know, when they treat everybody like crap, we're going to treat them like crap. So, you know, this is a good update. You know, I like to thank AEW Games for that. And, you know, let me know, sound off on my X page, what y'all think about this update. Did y'all like it, or was it whatever, you know? But I thought it was a good update. You know, it looks, plays pretty fun. I can't complain. You know, I don't get paid for AEW Fight Forever, so I'm not going to lie to y'all and say it's a, you know, super good update and you get on and it sucks. You know, it's a good update. Go try it, you know, get home from work or whatever, or try it tomorrow when, you know, you just got home and you listening to this podcast and you're like, oh, okay, it's an update out. Check it out, you know, and give me a comment, you know, what you think about it or whatever. And don't forget to subscribe and give me a review. You know, I always appreciate listening, you know, to the comment, or reading the comments and listening, you know, to all the stuff people say, you know, on Twitter and Instagram. I do get some people talking at my job too about they listening to my podcast, and it's still kind of weird to me that people will be like, hey, they be talking to me about my podcast, and I'm like, man, I appreciate it. But for those who know me in person, know that I appreciate everybody who listens to my podcast. You know, it means a lot to me. You know, I am going to go more harder with this podcast from, you know, every episode. Like the Sunday episodes are going to be more about the news and stuff like that. And the bonuses are going to be about the AEW games. And, you know, if something big happened, today was a must about AEW Fight Forever, because that update was good and, you know, it put a smile on my face. So, you know, if you listen to this podcast and you appreciate that update, let me know. You know, I like the, you know, like I said, I like to talk about this game a lot with the community and people who love the game too. So, you know, we're going to end it on that note. You know, thanks for listening. If you made it this far, I appreciate you. And yeah, you know, I will see y'all on the next episode, Sunday's episode of Talk is BDC Wrestling. I am your host again, BDC. And I will see y'all on the next one. Peace.